We continue our learning. We're Menachos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis. Mitzvah Ha'omer Lavo Min HaKarov. Mishnah says that mitzvah of bringing the barley offering on the 16th of Nisan, the mitzvah to use flour from barley that is close to Yerushalayim. The concept of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos. We should not pass over mitzvos. You should have an opportunity. If I have an opportunity to do the mitzvah here, do it now. I shouldn't pass over that opportunity. So the closer to Yerushalayim the barley is growing, the better off we are. Nonetheless, there are times where that grain is not ripe. So the Mishnah says, Lo Bikir HaKarov Yerushalayim. Let's say the grain close to Yerushalayim the barley is not, has not ripened yet. So Mivino, so Mikomakom. So Mediev, you can bring it from anywhere. We just try to bring from as close as we can. Maise Sheba Migagos Strifin. The Mishnah gives an example of where they had to go so far in order to bring the Omer from a place called Gagos Tzrifim, which according to some is an area near the city of Lod. And the Shtei HaLechem, which is brought from wheat on Shavuos, they had to bring that from Bikas Ein Socher, which is near the city of Shechem. So you see how far they had to go. They didn't have a choice of Ein Mavir HaMitzvos because they were just the barley when it came to the Omer, and the wheat when it came to the Shtei HaLechem that was close to Yerushalayim was not ripe. Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel. Ketzad Ya'osin. How exactly did they do this whole process or the ceremony really of cutting the grain, harvesting the grain, the barley on the night of the first day of Chol HaMoed, right after the first day of Pesach, the 16th of Nisan, which we said they did it on Shabbos as well. Shluchei Beis in Yotzim Erev Yom Tov, Osinov So Krichos B'Mechur B'Lakarka, Kadei She'enoach Liktor. So there was some preparation that was done on Erev Yom Tov, even before Pesach. And that was that they would take the barley and make it into bundles while it was still attached to the ground. So this way it would be easier to harvest it. They would be able to cut it out of the ground and it'd already be in their bundles. Bar Tanur says, where'd they tie? How much did they tie? Korchim v'koshrin rashei shibolim melo egrof. A fistful. They would go out out in the field before Pesach and tie together fistfuls of barley, right, of the stalks, right at the top. And this way it was easier to do the next night after the first day. V'chol ha'ayaros hasmuchos l'sham miskansos l'sham k'deshe nikzar be'esek adol. We mentioned this, that we had to publicize this, and that's why the Chacham, if you remember, held that even on Shabbos, we had three people and three kuposli baskets and three magalos, three sickles, and it didn't matter. The other opinion was that we only do that on Chol. But Chacham said, no, even on Shabbos. The point is it had to be publicized, and we'll explain why that is. So here, all the people from the local towns, they came to see what was happening. Esek Gadol, a great ceremony. Kevan Shechashecha, once it got dark, meaning the night of the first day of Pesach was over, Omer Lahem, so he would say to them, which means each of the people who are going to be doing the harvesting would say to the people of the town, they would say, Bahashemesh, has the sun set? Omim Hain, they would say yes. Bahashemesh, he'd ask again, Omim Hain, they would say yes. Magolzo, is this a sickle that I have here in my hand? Omim Hain, yes it is. Magolzo, is this a sickle? Omim Hain. Kupazo, is this a basket that I have here in my hand? Omim Hain, yes. Kupazo, Omim Hain. B'Shabbos, Omer Lahem, and if it were Shabbos, they wanted to publicize that this was allowed to be done on Shabbos as well. Omer Lahem, Shabbos-o? Is it Shabbos today? Omer Lahem, Shabbos-o? Omer Lahem, Ektzor? Should I harvest the barley? If Omer Lahem Ketzor, they would say, yes, do so. Ektzor, vein Omer Lahem Ketzor. Now, the Mishnah mentions it twice. The Mishnah says that the idea is that we do it multiple times. Says the Mishnah, Shlosha pa'amim ha'kol davar davar. Really, it was three times. Each and every one of these questions, they did it three times in order to publicize this. Ve'heim omim lo, hein, hein, hein. And they would say hein each and every time. Kol kach lama. So why do we have to do all this? Mipnei ha'bais ha'baisosim. because of the Baisosim Shoyu Omim Ein Kitziras HaOmim Motze Yom Tov. We remember when we learned Avos, we spoke about Antigonos Isocho had two Talmidim, had Tzadok and Baisos, and they went off the Derech and only then accepted the Torah Shebichsav, not the oral Torah, not the Torah Shebalpeh, based on, according to some, what he said, that the person is, should serve Hashem, Shalom Almanas L'Kalba Pras, even not for reward, which of course we understand what that means, but they misunderstood that to mean there must be no Olam Haba. So the Baisusim and Tzedukim went off the derech of the Prushim of the classic rabbis, and the Baisusim specifically, who denied that the validity of the Torah Shabbal Peh, they held Shayomim Ein Kitziras HaOmer B'motzei Yom Tov. They said that you don't harvest the Omer, this barley offering, on Motzei Yom Tov, the first day of Pesach. No, you do it on the first Motzei Shabbos that follows the first day of Pesach. Because in Parshas Emor, the Pasuk says, Usfartem Lachem Mimacharas HaShabbos. Now, our tradition teaches us that Shabbos is Yom Tov. Yom Tov is also called Shabbos. And that means from the day after Shabbos, the day after the first day of Yom Tov, which means it's always going to be the same. It's going to be the second day of Pesach all the time, the night after the first day of Pesach. But the Baisusim says, no, Mimarachas HaShabbos. Shabbos means the regular Shabbos, what we call Shabbos Bereishis, which is basically Sunday. It always has to be on a Sunday. On Saturday, Motzei Shabbos is when you go out and cut. The Chachamim, they didn't agree with what the Chachamim said. They didn't follow our tradition, Mimarachas HaShabbos. So what we needed to do was to publicize this. Big issue in terms of the halacha and the calendar, you have to publicize that it's Motzei Pesach, first day of Pesach, and that's when we're doing it. That's what Mirachas HaShabbos is. Now, why did we have to do this at night? So that's because of the pasuk, Usfartem Lachem Mirachas HaShabbos, when it comes to the counting of the Omer, Sheva Shabbosos Timimos Tehiyana. They have to be complete 7 weeks from the second day of Pesach until Shavuos. You can't have Tamimos, a full 7 weeks of 49 days, unless you start counting at night. And in order to count at night, and the Pasuk says in Dvarim Tezayin, Mehachel Chermesh Bakama Tachel Espor. When you have the sickle is now cutting the standing grain, that's when you start counting. So the Ketzira, therefore, the harvesting of the barley had to begin at night, at the time that we begin counting to get a full count. So to get a full count, I have Tamimos, and therefore I have to start do the cutting at night. Just one word about the previous Mishnah, when the Mishnah had told us that we're supposed to bring the Omer from Min HaKarov as close to Yerushalayim as possible. Now, nonetheless, there are times where they couldn't do so. The case where they brought, the Gemara says that when was it that they had to bring the Shtei HaLechem from Bikas Ein Socher, as far north as Shechem? That was at a time when this was during the Hashmonean dynasty, and they were the two brothers, Hyrcanus and Aristobulus. So what happened during that time? Aristobulus was in Yerushalayim, Hyrcanus surrounded Yerushalayim, and the troops who besieged the city destroyed all the crops in Yerushalayim, so they could only bring the Omer. Here they had this wars going on, but the Beis HaMikdash has to follow the halacha. The Beis HaMikdash is still functioning, so they had to find a place to get the Omer, the barley. So they had to go so far north because the troops of Hyrcanus had destroyed so many of the crops, they had to go as far north as Ein Socher, near the city of Shechem.